Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be with you at this very end of May. I hope that you're having a really great, peaceful, relaxing day. All right, so we're going to continue our trek through Luke chapter 1. This time I'm going to be reading verses 21 through 40 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. The people were waiting for Zacharias, and they marveled that he delayed in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. He continued making signs to them and remained mute. When the days of his service were fulfilled, he departed to his house. After these days, Elizabeth, his wife, conceived, and she hid herself for 5 months, saying, "Thus has the Lord done to me in the days in which he looked at me, to take away my reproach among men." Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man whose name was Joseph of David's house. The virgin's name was Mary. Having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, you highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was greatly troubled at the saying and considered what kind of salutation this might be. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and give birth to a son, and shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. There will be no end to his kingdom." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, seeing that I am a virgin?" The angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, also, the Holy One who is born from you will be called the Son of God. Behold, Elizabeth, your relative, also has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who is called barren, for nothing spoken by God is impossible." Mary said, "Behold, the servant of the Lord, let it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. Mind if I pray for you? Wow, Lord, this is such a profound story, and it's actually part of the creeds that we believe when we look at the things that we need to believe as Christ followers. One of them is the virgin birth. That this hypostatic union of God and man in one human being, but also who is God, which is a mystery, Jesus Christ. So we're so thankful that you caused Jesus to be on this earth, that he is Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, this is the beginning of that story, and it's just so, of course, it's so powerful, and of course, it's miraculous, and of course, the beginning of a miraculous story begins with miracles, two different births. Lord, we pray in light of that, that you would birth new things in our own hearts. You would birth new dreams for the kingdom, new strength to be able to do the things that you've asked us to do, a holy vision for churches to be planted and missionaries to be sent and for provision to be made for those who are suffering in the world. Lord, we also, of course, in light of that, also pray for our brothers and sisters around the world who are suffering persecution right now because of this very faith that was handed down to us. Lord, we thank you for miracles. We thank you that you are greater than our greatest thought. We thank you that you can do the impossible, that when you say something, when you promise something, when you make a covenant, your word is true and you bring it to pass. It may not be in our timing, and we may not understand your timing, but nonetheless, Lord, you are trustworthy, and we can build our lives upon you because you are so good. You are so strong. You are a God of your word. You are a God who's connected to us, who loves us, who's for us and with us. And so, Lord, thank you for these miracles. Thank you that you caused Mary to become pregnant. Thank you that you caused Elizabeth to become pregnant so that she could give birth to a prophet who would usher in the house of Israel toward Jesus, the Messiah. So Lord, we're just seeing your plan unfold, and it seems so obvious to us now, but they didn't know. None of this had ever happened to them before. And I think it's important that we read the scripture and help us to read the scripture in such a way that we read it in the moment as if it was happening in that moment. So Lord, give us insight as we do that. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Deborah Ann Saint, the author of The Elephant Gospel. In this book, this is a, it's important that you learn how loved you are, forgiven, and accepted by Christ. He has finished the work. This is a breakthrough for answers to life questions and doubts that can torment you. It's a revolution against dependent on yourself. Oh, goodness, I've done that. For salvation or false religion, and a welcomed invitation to a foundation and purpose of life based on the life of Christ, which we're reading about right now. Come to the well in this book where Christ offers the gift of God himself for our many sins. The power of Christ, his cross, his resurrection is the way Jesus came to save us from our sins. He's given us a new heart, a new covenant relationship in Christ. He is the truth and he sets us free. He loved us and gave himself up for us. And he wants us to find that mercy and to triumph in our lives. And so if those are things that are interesting to you, or maybe you're just feeling like you're lacking it, go to theelephantgospel.com and you can listen to the first couple of chapters for free. And then if that whets your appetite, you can pick up a copy wherever books are sold. So Deborah Ann Saint, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, you can email Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com.